actually, no, I'm just recording it. Rossi, this is his Ross 59th tape, April 3rd, day after Easter, or Easter Day. And Ross said, why can't Marky take his glasses to preschool? I saw a little boy who had them there. In other words, if a little boy could take them, why couldn't Marky?
Mark said, let me try. Today's Tuesday, April the, I don't know, but it's right after Easter. And Mark said, those aren't shoes, those are boots. Boots don't run fast. He said this to Ross, and Ross said, it's not shoes that run fast, Marky. It's your feet. See? And then he ran across the floor to show that the feet were the ones that did the fast running. What's true? What's true? The feet make you go fast, Ross says.
Not the shoes.
Well, Mark? What makes you go fast, your feet or your shoes? Mark's running.
You're in the car coming home from preschool day. Ross was talking about something. I don't know the context, really, but he said, I think not. I said, do you want to go to Burger King or something? And he responded, I think not. And so it wasn't in response to one of his own statements that he had set himself up for, but it was just in response to something I said. It's the first time that I used not as the object of the verb. I'm sure we'll see a lot more of it starting now.
Ross said, Dad, could you help us?
We're doing this jumping thing, and I said, you won't get hurt, will you? And he said, no, it's just that we're doing something special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us the whole story.
You have to fall on that, and he'll jump in the net that it's kind of like a net.
Oh, and it's too dangerous, Ross.
And he'll jump in it while we're holding.
It's too dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, hmm? Well, it's crying.
But if you let go, he'll crack open.
I won't.
Okay, sit down. You got your whole body out? Okay.
Yeah.
Let go, Mark. Oh, I think it's very dangerous.
That's there, so nobody will get hurt.
Okay, you ready to do yours now?
Okay.
But who's going to hold it for you?
Marky.
Okay, go on, Mark.
Marky, hold!
Mark, you got to go up and hold. Upstairs. Upstairs,
Mark. Up here.
I'll do this part. No, Mark, you do the bottom. Okay, go on.
Marky, do the bottom.
That's right.
Okay.
You've got to put your whole body on it, Mark, so it doesn't fall.
Yeah.
Sit down with your bottom. Sit down with your bottom. Be a heavy boy. Okay, go ahead. Don't jump too high. No more. Don't go low. No, I told you that would happen. No more. This is a tip after tip. See, you pulled him down. You pulled him better than me. Okay, no more. It's too hard a trip. No, it's too hard.
Well,
it's a dangerous trick. It's a very dangerous trick. You okay, Martin? I'm sorry, Mark. A little later, we were cleaning up the room, and Ross said, Dad, you don't seem to be helping with us putting our toys away at all. Is that right, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Except I was helping. Not true, Ross. I did help. Okay, Ross, you can put those two paintbrushes in the middle of the tree. I heard Ross put on his first boots, and he said, I can't put them on without me having my pants on. Ross said, this is Indiana Jones, and he looks like he swings, so we made him swing. They had wrapped a little rope around Indiana Jones. Ross was talking about what he could do at show and tell, and he said, I could tell him, I could take my little key card, you know, the one that looks kind of like Michael Knight's car, and I could tell him that, you know, that little hatch that Kit has up on top of his head? What else, Ross?
Because I could tell him that opens up on the top,
mm-hmm.
And Michael jump onto the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jump onto the landing gears of the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And climb up into the door and punch one bad guy out and then the other.
Okay. Anything to eat, Mark?
Ross said, what has a mouth and teeth and a foot and no eyes? And the answer was a comb. And I said, but Ross, a comb doesn't have a foot. And they said, uh-huh. But then where would
they... What about that down straight part?
What about that part down straight? And I said, that's the handle. And then he said, and I said, well, what about the... it doesn't have a mouth. And he said, uh-huh. But where would they put the teeth? In other words, it must have a mouth, because otherwise, where would they put the teeth?
I asked Marky and Ross if they'd had some chocolate, and Marky said,
Tim gave
them to them. And I said, and Marky said, the big one. And I said, you mean the big chocolate? And no, Marky said, no, the big Tim. Marky said, Mommy opened a yum yum for me when you weren't here. And I said, oh yeah? She said, because she opened it and I cummed down. In other words, I came down to meet you at the car. That's all he said, is I cummed down. Ross asked me, he was playing with his toys in his room, and he asked me, Dad, when you were little, did they have any toys? And I said, no, not very many. And he said, bad luck for you. But it's okay. You can play with some of my new toys. I asked Ross why he didn't eat his mother's good food when he's at home. And he said, well, I'm not even... Well, why should I? I might get hungry even when we're at there. In other words, he was going to say, I'm not even hungry. And then he changed his mind on his argument. He said, I was going to do the why should I argument. I might get hungry even when I'm at the in other words, when I'm down at the Monroeville Mall, I might get hungry. But that, you wouldn't get hungry at the Monroeville Mall, Ross, if you ate your food at home.
Yeah, but why did I have to
when I was hungry? I don't understand, Ross. And he said, well, but why do I have to eat when I'm not hungry? Well, are you hungry now? Oh, maybe if you get hungry later, then
yeah.
You'd like to do this. I see, but you're not hungry now.
No.
Oh, I understand. Well, that's good.
Are we going to the mall?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we saw the computer.
Well, first we go to the computer store.
Oh.
And then after that, we'll go to the mall.
Wow, very tricky.
Right. Notice Ross is monitoring. He said, I thought you said such and such. Yes, Ross?
If you don't like it,
new He-Man people, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't have them. I checked already and they weren't there.
Just so I can know.
Well, what store are we going to check in?
No. I mean, where they sell
those He-Man things. Okay. But I'd have to go to Children's Palace for that.
No, at Penny's.
They're all out of He-Man people at Penny's.
Oh.
Well, we can check it out. Let's go to Penny's and we'll check it out, okay?
Okay.
He said, let's see if they put out new people and old people. If I'm wrong, that's just okay. You don't have to buy anybody.
No, and she doesn't.
I asked Ross if she knew how to... I told him he was doing real well in his art and his words and everything. And he was learning how to read and said, now I know just the way to do it. Ross said, you play ends and blends, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you figure out how to read, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a learning how to read thing.
Uh-huh. Does Mommy do a good job on it?
Well, yeah, maybe there's some words that you know that Mommy doesn't know.
Maybe there's some words that Mommy knows that I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go get... Ross said, I sure wish there weren't car accidents. And I said, yeah, they're pretty terrible. And I said, there are airplane accidents too. And he said, yeah, they're even worse than car accidents. The things that make the plane fly, they break. Oh, the things that make the plane fly, the propellers, they break. And they get bashed and the plane gets caught on fire.
said, playing catches on fire.
Marky says, these guys' clothes come off, but these guys' clothes don't come off. Here's my Robin, and here's my Batman. Puff wanted to take his book to preschool, and he said, I said, well, but you'll have your troll books there, and you can show it. And he said, but this is good, isn't it? Besides, it's fancy. And what he meant was, this is a good book anyway. This is a good book, isn't it? In any case, it's fancy. He shouldn't have said, besides, it's fancy. Because he wasn't making a claim. In the first case, he was making a rhetorical question.
I asked Ross if we should get Master Size, and he said, yeah, it has a better song than disco, than Macho Duck. It has Ducks Dance, and you can shake your...
Duck Stand. No, Duck Stand.
Duck Stand?
Yeah, Duck Stand.
Honey, it's supposed to be Ducks Dance.
Oh.
Ducks Dance. No, I'm sorry, you'll check it out when you hear it. Sure, it's Ducks Dance. It's a nice idea of a Ducks Dance. Anyway, and then he said, Ross said, and then you wiggle your butt. And I said, no, Ross, you're not supposed to do butt. And he said, what do you say, Ross?
You say bottom.
Right. And did you apologize?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Sorry, Dad.
Right.
Okay. Mark said, I want Tila because she turns into a sorceress. And I laughed, and Ross said, she really does, Mom. Or the sorceress turns into Tila, and then he left.
Ross said, what I had in mind when you said turn up was you're going to put that hair thing in knots. And what was the background of that?
I asked if you wanted me to turn Isis's hair up or under. In other words, flip it up or turn it under.
The new Isis doll, yeah.
I said, did he want it turned up or turned under?
Mm-hmm. And then he said, what I had in mind?
And I showed him what he said I wanted it turned up, so I flipped it up. And he said he wanted it, I don't know what he said, but what he meant was he wanted it in a little thing on top of her head, like a ponytail or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Right. Is that right, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't like it the way you were doing it, right? And when you saw those scissors, Ross, what did you say? The ones in Mommy's desk? What did you say?
I said, aren't those the ones that Mommy used?
Right. Mommy just finished cutting his hair and he saw those scissors and he said, aren't those the ones that Mommy used on my hair?
No. They weren't.
Oh, they weren't the same ones, Ross. Did you know that? Dad made a mistake.
The other ones were in the other.
Right.
Here's her
hair. By the way, today is April 9th. No, 16th. April 16th.
We're out on a trip, and Marky said, you forgot to lock my door. After I just buckled him in his seatbelt, I said, you forgot to lock my door.
I asked Ross what King Kong was. I said if he knew who Kung Fu was. Ross, you said you knew who Kung Fu was? He said he was a big ape that was up on top of a skyscraper and the World War II fighting plane came to hit him. And so obviously he was talking about King Kong, and I said, no, that's King Kong, Ross. And he said, oh, I see. I was thinking of King Kong, not Kung Fu. And just after that, he said he was going to eat something real strong. Eat something for dinner to make himself real strong. And he said, I'm going to eat something for dinner to make myself real strong. And he said, you know what I'm going to eat, Dad? I'm going to eat food that makes my eyes real strong. I'm going to have for dinner something that makes my eyes real strong. That's right. I'm going to have for dinner something that makes my eyes real strong, which was the first case of an extra position. In other words, he was going to have carrots. First clear case of an extraposition that I've noticed. Well, I said, I'm going to have something for dinner that makes my eyes real strong, right? That's what he said. I'm going to have something for dinner that makes my eyes real strong. Marty said, can I have Cheerios and a glass of milk and a bowl and milk and a spoon? Marky thought I had poured some milk into his cereal and not into his glass, and he said, and that milk in, oh. And then he looked at his bowl, and in there, oh. So he realized he had it in both places, and he was trying to ask for it in both places, and he had to stop after each one, and realized he had made a mistake. I told Marky that he had to eat his cereal before he got a peanut butter. He said, I'm not your friend anymore. And he said, then I said, well, you'll get a spanking. And then I said, Marky isn't going to be my friend anymore, I now said to everybody. And Marky said, that's why you said spanking. In other words, that's because you said I was going to get a spanking.
No.
Who's going to get a spanking? I asked Ross if he wanted to do a fight. He said, no, let's do the fight after we do all the jump over hand and Bucky Bronco and that stuff. Right? And a little earlier, he came up to my room. Ross, very careful. He came up to my room and tried to trick me into doing something for him. He said, well, nice try anyway. He didn't succeed in tricking me. And he said, nice try anyway. Good, Ross. I don't know what he's trying to trick me into doing something with him, I think. So. Give him. Okay, we'll get a little higher, Ross. You can get higher.
Go ahead, Mark.
Good, Mark. Good, Mark. Ross said, I'm not helping. Marky's not helping. I said, Marky's not helping. Huh? And he said, you can see that. Which is true. Which is true. I could see that Marky wasn't helping. He was just messing around, running around. And Ross, you know, said, you can see that as a proof of Marky's not helping. It's so evident. You just look at him. Marky heard me recording that last thing about Ross, and he said, no, Marky said, oh yeah, Ross said that. In other words, he first thought I was saying the wrong boy was saying it. He was going to correct my recording of it. That was Mark. I said, Daddy, don't spank me for this, but me and Marky put some books on our bed, not like the other time, but I remembered and I put some of them away, right?
But some are in the pile. I'm going down, Marky. What? You didn't say you'd spank it
for that. I'll just spank it a little bit, right? Okay, now would you put the rest of your toys away? I know Marky's not helping, but you're the big boy. Oh yes, you can. You can do a lot more. You can put all your action figures there. Put them away, Ross. Come on.
Put them away.
Marky, Mary said he put the gum on the something or other, and Ross said, I hate him. Mary said, no, you don't mean that. You don't mean... And Ross said, what I really mean is I hate him when he puts the gum in his mouth. What? Oh, you helped yesterday, Mark?
Yeah, we helped one car.
How much help did you do? I said, Ross, you boys keep your clothes straight and don't get them all over the house. He said, okay, but why are your stuff all over there? What do you mean, Ross? What stuff?
Why are these things all over the place?
I don't understand what you mean.
Like the things that we put away.
You mean why do we have shelves up?
Yeah.
Because that's where you put them when you're finished putting them away. I don't understand your problem, Russ. Explain it to me better.
Why do we have to put the toys away when we don't have to put the big things away?
Oh, I see. Would you like to put the big things away, too?
The thing that you're next to, that you're looking in right now.
Would you like to put that away? We can put that away if you'd like. You want to put that away?
Wow, huh?
You can't put everything away, because then you wouldn't have anything to put it in. You understand?
Oh.
I think you've got the wrong idea, Ross. These, you see something like this, this is called a dresser. You use it to put things inside it. Finally, Ross said, I'm just asking you why we can't keep on putting things away all day and even when we die. That was his final explanation of this whole thing. Marky said, I always dream about killing things as we were talking. And I said, what did you kill, Marky? And he said, no, I didn't kill anything. What did you do, Mark? I didn't kill anything.
I dreamed about Mommy and me and Walt. And we were running upstairs.
Uh-huh. But what happened? Who was killing things?
That killing guy was coming after us.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Dracula?
No, I don't know.
You don't remember his name?
Mm-mm.
See if you can remember his name, okay?
Let's give him the killing guy.
Let's give him a hint.
The killing guy. What program was it on?
What
wasn't a program. It was
a dream.
It was a dream. Yeah. Was it a person from the program?
Yeah,
it was a person from my dream.
Yeah, it was a person from a dream, Russ.
Yeah, and he was coming after.
Was it pretty scary? I see.
Was he that killer in that little program where there's that kitty that has powers and that girl that has powers?
Yeah. Sure, just a cute little killer. He wasn't a bad killer, just a cute little killer.
Yeah! Right? Mom, Daddy, it's on Thursday.
Ooh, look what you've got on your shirt, Ross.
Mom, I didn't do that.
You know what it is?
What? I know.
We're going to have to throw this away.
No. Marky did that.
How are you going to get it out?
Well, I don't know. Mom will have to watch it.
Well, how about maybe you should get it out? Always your mom has to do things for you, huh? Any ideas?
Of course.
What?
Hey.
That might work.
Very sneaky one.
Marty and I are playing together against Ross and Mary, and Marty said, we're on the boy's side and she's on the girl's side. Of course, Ross is on with Mary, too. We're playing ends and blends game. Ross knows the story of Mr. Brown and Mr. Green who go down the hill and up the hill and just, this must be about a 40 sentence long type of little story he learned at preschool.
I have it right there. Maybe. Maybe help. Can you help with it?
Yeah. Well, do I do tomorrow?